We're live. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age Sports. It's happy Wednesday here in South Florida, looking out the window at all the rain and heat. And now it's just hot and it'll rain again in 20 minutes. In the meantime, let's talk about something that we all have to worry about with COVID, and that is lack of gym facilities. Those of you that do not want to spend $4 million and mail away to the rogue company and get your whatever rock and roll CrossFit nonsense on because you don't have a big enough garage or you're just sensible, I'd like to give you another alternative. And I think it costs somewhere around $25. I think you can find out. I will leave a link somewhere. It's the Charles Atlas Dynamic Fitness Program. That's right, Charles Atlas. He's been dead for 2,000 years, but he is still power walking into your life to give you the body that you want. And here's why. His program was designed, in the 30s, I believe it was, 30s or 40s, to build up a body from a reasonable standpoint with probably mostly lack of science and just knowledge of this works and this is what we're going to do. The reason I don't have the book here, and I do have the book, is because I heard the company's real litigious. So I'm not going to show you it's really a binder. And it has these different exercises in it. When the program originally came out back in the olden days, you paid for it once a month. And once a month, you received a letter from him or, you know, whoever. And in it was an exercise routine. And every month you would get another exercise routine and another until the program was finished. What you do with this, and this is why it's great, it's all body work stuff, body weight stuff. Don't really need any equipment. I believe the most you will need is two chairs that will not fall in and cause you to be in a Jim's Fails video. And from there, if you follow his directions and do the amount of repetitions that he describes, you will get yourself in much better shape. Now, I've done some things where I've talked about alternative exercises, but mostly it was for older or infirm people. This is for somebody who is not, well, you could say an older person could probably do most of these, I guess. Yeah, just figure you're the average guy and you're trying to get yourself together, or average lady and trying to get yourself together. It's a good program. A lot of the things that you will see today are direct ripoffs of the Charles Atlas program. Charles Atlas was a huge influence on most of the modern day fitness ad nonsense, as was the original Pilates, which I think is the man's name. He came from either carnival gymnastics or acrobat background. Mr. Atlas, whose real name is something Italian because he's from Sicily, came to the country and decided that he wanted to get bigger. He had seen the strongman sideshows and things of that nature. A lot of this revelations things came from people, you know, either going to the old Coney Island or whatever kind of thing and seeing this, you know, the sideshow strongman, the acrobat, things like that, because that's when you would see these kind of bodies and wonder how they attain them. A lot of the things that were good in the old days are good today. That's all I can tell you. So, why would this program work for you? Because it does. The interesting thing with it is if you were to buy it, and once again, I think they sell it, when you buy it, it comes in like a 3-ring binder. It has them all. Do it like it was designed to do. Lesson one is whatever it is, a month long or whatever. It'll tell you how long because there's a thing in there that tells you when these things used to be mailed. Read the letter. Listen to what he has to say. Atlas's program is probably the first one that makes a situation where they identify with you wanting to get fit. They're not promising the sun, moon, and stars. They're saying, with hard work, do what I do, and you will be physically fit. He has nutritional suggestions in there. He has sleep suggestions. He does a lot of things that you look at this and say, man, this could be something I paid $9,000 for online today, And boy, they just ripped this guy off, which is what they've done. They usually make enough of a change that they can't get drawn into court. This is the original. Check this out. Also, the nice thing with it being on paper, you can do it anywhere. If you were to get your, if you had an older parent, but not so old, it may be an angle. Think about that. Hey, mom, remember, you know, because Atlas had this very famous ad he used to put on the back of comic books and I think some other magazines, which was how Mac became a man. And it's some young, scrawny kid, and he's talking to a real tomato, you know, and I guess he figures worked all week in a coal mine and this is my big thing on the weekend. And then this other guy who I guess is supposed to be like some muscle douchebag, like kicks sand on him and then he's going to beat him up. And he says, well, you're so little, it's not even worth me, you know, beating your ass. And then she goes off and has sex with some truckers or something. There's something going on. Anyway, he gets upset about this and decides that he's going to go out there and get himself physically fit. And at the end of the day, Charles Atlas turns him into this incredible looking guy with bikini bands and underpants. And he goes and smacks the shit out of the guy on the beach. Dun, dun, dun. Because we were allowed to talk like that in the old days. And all the girls want him. So now he realizes superficial Mac is much better than old deep thought emotion Mac. So welcome to the world, right? So there he goes. Really positive. You know, nothing better than revenge. But the thing is, it sold bazillions of these exercise programs, and they're good. You know, he does a lot of stuff with what he calls a dip, which is actually some kind of, I'd say like a raised push-up between two chairs, but they're calling it dips, which maybe it was back then, I don't know. There's a lot of good programs. He even has one to exercise your face. And if you've seen that ridiculous rubber that commercial with the guy with the little rubber wiener in his mouth, and he's like, my jaw looks incredible. All the guys are complimenting me on my jaw. You know, that kind of weird shit. Well, that's $29. You don't need that now. So if you were going to buy that, you could buy this. You could have a V-shaped body, and you have a great-looking jaw. How much more could you want? Also, since he understands coming from, a smaller frame background, he's there to build your confidence. I think that's what really sold it back in the old days, because people weren't out getting physically fit. You know, they're fighting Hitler and things like that. They have time for that. But he understood what these younger, you know, teenagers or 20-somethings that were, not in physical shape and knowing that they had to live this whole Jack London call the wild existence. And he's there for you. And it's nice if you read it. You know, I'm sure when it came out, it was revolutionary. Because positive reinforcement's what this is all about. You know, you're not going to want to continue if it's not a positive reinforcement. Okay? And it's going to take a little bit longer. If you're going, especially, he doesn't, you know, back then, I don't think people were fighting an obesity issue so much, probably because there wasn't a huge amount of, you know, the food and the lifestyle and everything was different. But you'll see the difference in yourself after that month or two. So you're doing a lot of push-up work, you know, you're doing a lot of things like that. And, you know, his choice of foods is good, is real solid. Even today is really solid. And just a confidence builder as well. So good exercise choices, good nutrition choices, ways to develop your pipe. He calls it, what does he call it? A magnetic personality. His idea of a magnetic personality is that you exude confidence. And if you exude confidence, then people will be drawn to listen to you or to not try to kill you or whatever it is. It doesn't mean that you're, you know, some cocky bastard. It is the idea that, I guess, it's a strong positivity and self-assuredness, and that's supposed to give you just that much more of an edge. And it obviously worked for him himself, because he rode this train for years. He sold out, I believe. I'd have to check into it. You can look at this story. It's really, it's an incredible story. Talk about rags to riches. And he sold the company to somebody and stayed on as the spokesman or some nonsense like that. But up to the point of his death, he still had that V shape, which is, you know, tighter waist, like the original bodybuilders. You know, if you get like a Steve Reeves, Reg Park, that kind of thing. Now, ladies will say, oh, I don't want to look like Steve Reeves. Well, that's fine. You're not going to look like Steve Reeves, you know, because he also did a lot of weights. And that's a whole different ball game than what we're talking about. The whole thing is overall physicality will be increased with a program such as the Charles Atlas method. This is a cheap version of, as the original, it's the cheap version because it's the same thing. I don't think these guys have spent any money. I don't get in trouble. I don't think they've spent dollar number one that they didn't have to on this thing, other than the binder. The fonts are original. It's a really cool, like wherever I have mine, it's just like, it's something cool from the old days. You're like, yeah, you know, it would be like when you saw the guys in the singlet with the animal skin across them and they're picking up this ridiculous, whatever, freaking giant round weights and all this nonsense. It's just a time gone by. This is a timeless program. And I don't work for the company, and I had to pay for this thing. And I would say, if you had to buy a program for non-weight, I'm saying not having any weights, to do in your home, this would be the program that I would recommend. And it's just good. I can't say it anymore. I'm very positive about it. The only drawbacks are, like I said, that he never, once it was together, I don't think he ever updated it as far as if he had any additional techniques, but I don't believe he did. I think he did like 1,000 push-ups a day. He did some crazy amount of push-ups a day and ran a little bit, and he only drank milk or water or something like that. He had a lot going on, but he figured he had to live it. He had to look it all the time, and we're talking, this is a time, when you see photographs of Charles Atlas, go take a look at him. And this is before everybody's juicing. This is before everybody's using diuretics. This is before everybody's using God knows what. Okay? He just has a very good look. And ladies will say, well, it will transfer. Look at the skin, look at the muscle tone under the skin. And just picture yourself with that muscle tone under your skin. And that'll solve all your issues. You look at yourself against it. Stand next to the picture of Charles Atlas or whatever. And if you go like this, where he goes like that, say, well, I could be this. Okay, that's all the scientific parts of it. So anyway, good luck with it. I hope you enjoyed as much as I used to. I don't do it so much anymore because the push-up thing with my shoulder is the same as the benching. So it really doesn't help that particular thing, but there's a lot of good work. Read the entire thing and do it only as they did it. Just, I know you'll want to look through it. You look through it, that's fine. Do each exercise as it says. Week number one or month number one, only do that. Then the next month you do that, and then you add the next months to it. That's how it works. So you started out with, let's say, 2 exercises. By the time you're done, you're doing 12 exercises or 14 exercises in a session. And that's a smart move. Because he knew that everybody was a total beginner back then. Because if you were in a physical labor business, there's no way in hell you were trying to get in shape because you were out picking up, you know, steel I-beams and shit like that, because there were no tractors or all these labor-saving devices. It was your back was the labor-saving device. So, like I said, give it a shot. I'll put a link if I can. I'm only doing this on a couple of platforms. So if this is a platform that I can link it, fine. Otherwise, just look up Charles Atlas Workout. It'll go to a website where you can order it. And that's it. And everybody have a good day and be safe. Talk to you later.